Hello. Some of you who have known me for a while probably know that I am going to be celebrating my first year here on GWA this month. I think I joined or I verified around the mid of September, around these dates. In the middle of September last year, I verified for GWA. Some of you may be wondering why my account looks like only a few months old. Well, it's because I joined under a different account, which I have deleted by the end of the year. So, was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. I found GWA around July or August last year. And I only got around to creating a Reddit account by September, I think. Because, I mean, like any lurker, I created my account to send a thank you message to my favorite performer. I'm so embarrassed. I feel like I have scammed a what the fuck? How do I English? I feel like I scared him off because of my excessive enthusiasm. I'm so embarrassed. Anyways, yeah. I joined around September last year. I verified, not really because I wanted to make audios. You see, I'm kind of shallow sometimes, and since I found GWA, I found GWA backstage, and I found out there. It's so much fun hanging out there. Like, I really enjoyed myself. I had fun talking to people, joining the discussions, and the activities that they had going on there. And aside from that, I wanted my own flair. So, yeah. That's the reason why I verified. Not to make audios, but I just wanted a custom flair for backstage. And I thought that, well, since I'm verifying for backstage, why not verify for GWA itself so that, I don't know. Since I'm putting effort into this anyway, I might as well just go for it. And so I did that. I fondly remember standing in my bathroom trying to figure out how to record my voice using my phone. By the way, I'm still using the same phone that I've been using since last year, too. Record. The only difference is that I am now using a headset. So last year I was standing on my bathroom, pacing around, trying to figure out how to not sound funny. I think, yeah, I wasn't really that comfortable. Knowing that I'm recording myself that time, even if it's just me saying my name and the date. I think the verification audio that I made took me around 16 takes. I fucking hated myself then. I felt like I couldn't do anything right. It's so frustrating. By the 17th attempt, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm posting it. I'm tired. I guess, aside from not being comfortable in recording myself, I was also slightly bothered by the amount of background noise that the recording had. And I think I've been trying to. Yeah, I tried to find some apps that I could use on my phone to get rid of the background noise. And I think I did, but it's just. I don't know, good for audios that are 2 minutes long, so. Where am I going with this? So yeah, I recorded my verification audio, got myself verified in backstage and on GWA itself, and I was kind of surprised by how welcoming everyone is. Yeah, I couldn't believe that there are people who actually thought that my voice sounded good. Because growing up, I've been told that I have an annoying voice. But in retrospect, I think that's why I play the annoying sister role really well. Maybe. But yeah, I've been recording since I was younger, actually. I do voiceovers for stage plays, and I had an aunt who worked at a radio station, and she has this audio drama where I used to be an extra in not really long dialogues, but yeah. And even when I was in college and when I was working, I would do voiceover work. Not really professionally. I feel like it's more because nobody else wanted to do it, so I had forced myself to do it. And so, yeah. I was surprised to receive a lot of messages from people. Most of them are kind of creepy because they're offers to, like, do you want to see my dick? And I'm like, no, thank you. And there are some really nice people who actually offered their scripts to me, which was really cool since. Honestly, when I first visited GWA, I was so confused by how things worked. I didn't know how to find scripts. I didn't know how the search thing worked. So, yeah, the writers who sent me their scripts through messages really helped me a lot. I really, really appreciate it. I think the first audio that I recorded was an FDOM audio with really, really terrible background noise, which I tried to edit out using Audacity, actually. That was the time when I was still not too fucking lazy to edit my audios. That was also the time when I didn't realize yet that I could actually use my headset to act as a microphone. And where am I going with this? I keep losing my train of thought because the neighbors are so fucking loud. Fuck you, neighbors. Anyways, oh, I remember. The first audio that I made was an FDOM audio. And I liked it because I liked that script, among others, because it wasn't that long and it did not require sound effects, which was awesome because I didn't know. I mean, I had an idea how sound effects are made, but I was not really considering making audios with sound effects yet. It's just seemed daunting for me. For the first audios that I made, they were mostly vanilla and GFE and FDOM. And before, when I did eventually start to incorporate sound effects into my audios, I would record the sound effects separately and just edit everything together. Whereas when I think I mentioned this somewhere backstage. when I make audios now that require sound effects, I would just bring everything with me in my closet and just jiggle everything, like belts and zippers and shit, while I'm reading the script. So it saves me a lot of time because I don't really have a lot of time to make audios. And so, oh my god, can you actually hear them? They're really super loud. I don't know why they do that. It's like they can hear themselves talk. Seriously, like they're literally screaming at each other. I'm not even sure if they're fighting or if that's. I mean, I've been living here for years, but I still am not used to it. Anyways, sorry I keep straying for my commentary, but the first months were really, really exciting. I got to meet new people and I made a lot of friends, some of which are still friends with me now. I consider them to be really, really good friends. Those of you who are still listening to me, you're awesome. I love you guys. And eventually, when I got more comfortable in. Because I was actually kind of shy when I started. I couldn't. I am. How do I say this? I'm into really fucked up shit. I mean, that's how I get off. But at that time, I couldn't get myself to record something too fucked up since it's all vanilla stuff. But eventually, I did get more comfortable. And I think I started recording some. Well, they're pretty sweet. I started with incest audios. That are kind of cute, not really violent at all. I think I recorded my first rape audio around December last year. I don't even know. Yeah. I made incest rape audios, and it was funny because I was just discussing with a friend how fucked up it is that. We're casually talking about incest rape scenarios while we are on the phone. But it's fun and we enjoy it, so whatever. I mean, making audios is fun. And then I started writing scripts for myself. Mostly the scripts that I wrote for myself are when I join Audio Exchange. Yeah, audio exchanges. Because I mean, what I do is I research a lot about the person that I'm gonna give my audio to, and then I write script that I follow. Yeah. I think I also started writing scripts for other people. I don't really post them. I just send them directly and I have particular people in mind when I used to write scripts. I was actually super, super active in my previous account, I think, because I used to listen and comment on everything. I think, yeah, definitely. Last year was when I started posting pictures of myself. I mean, it's just mouth pictures. There was this girl who. Hi. Oh my god. I'm so cheesy. Anyways, yeah, this girl brought up back. Now I'm shaking. Eee, come on, stop it. Ah, nervous laughter. Anyways, so there's this girl, and this girl posted backstage that she saw that Mouth's Gone Mild is practically, I don't know, dead at that time. I mean, no one posted there anymore. I think the last update was maybe 3 months ago. And then I told her that, like her, I do appreciate looking at people's mouths, and I was also sad that the sub didn't have any more people posting on it. So I told her that, you know what, we should post shit there. And yeah, I posted a picture of myself, and that's how I started posting pictures of myself. Anyway, I progressed to posting more pictures. I'm gonna leave it at that. Oh, how could I forget this? I also started making Tagalog audios. I mean, the first Tagalog audio that I recorded was bilingual because I didn't really know if people would like Tagalog audios. Not that I used to think about what people would like. It's like that's how I make audios. If I'm into it, if I like it, if I'm gonna enjoy it, I'm gonna record it, regardless of whether or not I think people would actually enjoy it. So I made my first bilingual Tagalog audio, and then someone approached me saying that it was awesome, and they were surprised to find out that someone who speaks Tagalog is making audios. So someone gave me a script, and I recorded my first Tagalog audio. And I got a lot of messages from people saying how fucking awesome that is. And yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for being so encouraging. It's actually very, very heartwarming receiving all those messages. Mostly it was from students, though, saying that I helped them a lot with their midterms pressure. And I was so glad because I'm also a student and I was also going through midterms at that time. So, well, I guess I'm glad that I was able to help in a weird way, but okay. And yeah, recently I actually wrote my first Tagalog script. It's a fantasy, sort of, that's been going in my mind for a while. For years, actually. And I've only gotten around to writing it. I mean, writing is so fucking hard. There are a lot of people whose voices I really like who tell me that they would read anything that I would write for them. And I'm always like overwhelmed because, holy shit, I don't know what to write. And sometimes ideas. I get many weird ideas, but for Tagalog audios, it's kind of trickier because I don't, like I said, I don't really dirty talk in my own language. It's. I'm not good at it. I don't claim to be good at it. I've always, well, sort of, always had help, which I am grateful for. Yeah. Now, 1 year later, well, since the beginning of this year, using this new account, like I said, the theme of the audios, that I record are more into the things that I actually enjoy. It's a reflection of the stuff that I always listen to, like non-con, age stuff, incest stuff. And some of you have pointed this out. I'm not really into DDLG. I've said this before, I'm saying it again. After 1 year, it hasn't changed. I mean, I get it why people find it hot, but for me, it's not doing it for me, I guess. Unless it's f actual father-daughter incest. Now that's fucking hot, but yeah. Anyways, 1 year later, I feel like I'm more active now in the sense that I still post content from time to time, and I am more involved in the communities since I moderate some subreddits. And I also have Patreon now, for those who don't already know. Oh, by the way, I should mention this again. For my patrons, the money that I am going to collect will be going to charity. I know it's weird. Someone actually told me how subversive it is that I am going to be sending the money that I make from recording audio porn to a women's shelter. I mean, it's not really that weird, but those are the things that I'm passionate about. And I do, I mean, I'm not as active as I used to be, in the sense that I don't really go to outreach programs anymore, or I don't help organize them anymore, but I help them out by providing some of the finances. So the money that I'm going to collect will be really, really helpful for them. And audio wise, I don't even remember why I started working on this habit of posting audios only on Thursdays. I feel like I've been doing it for so long. I don't really understand the rationale behind it anymore. But to be honest, it makes me feel comfortable posting audios when it's not Thursday. So I'd probably still be sticking to my Thursday schedule, even though I don't make audios that often anymore. But I do try to make it up to you guys by making better or kinkier or more fucked up shit that you can listen to. And holy shit, I've been talking for like 20 minutes. My God, you're so talkative. Anyway, I should get going. I have to clean the house. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble, and thank you so much for being so supportive of this unusual hobby. Thank you for the very encouraging messages and the comments and the feedback and everything. I really, really, really appreciate all of you. Thank you so much, and it's been an awesome year. Looking forward to spending more time here.